All right. Well, today I wanted to talk about why you shouldn't simp for girls that aren't attracted to you. I'm going to share two stories from guys that I know. This is mostly going to apply to average and below average looking guys, as some women will be more likely to try and use you for various things, various favors. But this can also apply to attractive guys as well, if the girl doesn't view you as their type. For context, there was a guy that I used to be friends with many years ago, back in like early college, that really liked a girl that was in our social circle. For context, my friend was like an pretty average looking black guy. He was about 5'11", and the girl that he had a crush on was a fairly attractive Hispanic girl. She actually liked a good friend of mine who is also in our social circle, who is half Cuban, half Puerto Rican. And this guy was about 6'2", and overall he was pretty good looking. He actually didn't find her that attractive, so he gave the green light to our other friend, we'll just call him Bob, to try and pursue her. So my friend Bob would constantly be like cracking jokes in front of her. He was actually a pretty funny guy. Like he was somebody who's really into like anime and like Naruto and stuff like that. And he was just a very funny, very like jolly, like nice guy. So he'd be cracking these jokes in front of her and making like very, very obvious attempts at flirting with her. And she would laugh at some of his jokes, but it would be more of like a ha ha ha, like not like a laugh that was like she did find funny, but it wasn't like a, oh my God, you're so funny, like I want to jump your bones. Whenever he would try to like obviously flirt with her, she would never reciprocate the flirting in any way back to him. And I can just kind of remember the look on her face was like kind of like mild disgust, confusion, and like whenever he would like make these obvious attempts at flirting. I mean, he wasn't like a sub 5. I would say he was just like a pretty average looking guy in slightly above average height. But even so, like she just didn't, she wasn't into black guys, and she had like a big thing for like Puerto Rican guys, and she just wasn't attracted to him. So his attempts at flirting just didn't go anywhere. And he was a guy that like, he didn't, I wouldn't say he like struggled with dating. Like he did have a few girls that he did hook up with, I remember. For her, like she viewed him, I guess you could say she kind of viewed him as like a sub 5 male in a lot of ways. And like I said, he continued to kind of drop hints that he wanted to date her, but she just kind of laughed it off and never took him seriously, as she just wasn't physically attracted to him, like bottom line. However, she then started to use him for a lot of different things. He helped her move out of an apartment and move almost like an hour away from where we were all living. He bought her like multiple necklaces and even bought her like a handbag. I don't think it was like a super expensive handbag, but it was definitely something he couldn't afford at this time, as he was in like community college and like working a part-time job, I think at like a hospital. Maybe it was a security job, I can't remember. So I'm sure his entire paycheck like went directly to the gifts for her. And the crazy part is that she would always hit him up to give her rides to like job interviews, community college, and she would just use him for free meals as well. Like she really kind of took him through the ringer. And it's interesting because like she ended up getting into like a long-term relationship with like a taller, attractive Puerto Rican guy, not my friend, but another guy. And I remember like seeing how like saddened my friend was when this was happening. And my other friend and I were telling him all along that she's probably just trying to use him, you know, for favors. But it's like he had his like blinders on so much that he just had the hope that she would eventually like him. He was like a black guy. He really had a thing for Hispanic girls. Unfortunately, that just didn't happen. And some girls will really use a guy that they're not physically attracted to for those favors, for those benefits, because you know they know the guy deep down really likes them, and they see this as an opportunity to use the guy maybe for a ride somewhere or for like a free meal or maybe to help them move, you know, just favors that, you know, take a lot of effort. Now, most women won't do this, but there are some that definitely will. And this next story is even more brutal. So I have a friend who's a really great guy and actually has a lot of potential to be like a fairly attractive guy. But the problem is he's overweight. He's not super overweight. overweight enough where it causes your face to look bloated. And this is his main issue. I mean, he's got good hair, good facial hair. You know, he has a unique style, decent facial features, but it's just like the weight that's like really holding him back from a looks perspective. Like I said, everything else looks wise is fairly decent. And he's had a female friend for a very long time that honestly is pretty average looking in my opinion. But I think most guys would still go for her. But he's had a crush on her for many, many, many years. And I guess their families know each other. So this is a girl he sees a couple times a year. And I guess she was living in a city that's like 12 hours away from us, from the area where we live in. And at the time, she had broken up with her boyfriend, or her boyfriend broke up with her. I don't remember the details. And she called my friend up, and you know, she was like crying and sobbing, and you know, asked him essentially at the end of the conversation to help her move back to the area. So he ended up, I'm assuming at the time, renting. I think he rented like a U-Haul, and he drove literally 12 hours to help her move all of her shit and move it back here. That's a very nice thing to do for like a guy friend, or, you know, if it's a long-term girlfriend that you've been dating for a long time, I could see you doing that. But I can't imagine doing that for a girl that's not attracted to you and that there's no hope of any future for. I would have to be in a long-term relationship to ever be able to do that. Like, I can't imagine going through that. And I've definitely been there, especially when I was overweight and balding, where I definitely had like very strong crushes on girls. But luckily, I never had to really endure what that's like driving across the country there and back and getting literally nothing in return, not even a kiss, not even, you know, nothing in return. Like, you know, she didn't like get into a relationship with him after he did this. And what's even more brutal is that he liked her before she got into that long-term relationship, and she had told him that she just wanted to be friends, but then used him when that relationship went sour because she needed someone to help move all of her stuff across country. So she knew that, you know, he would jump at that opportunity to be in her presence and get what she needed in return. You know, the moral of these stories is that, you know, if you recognize a girl is not attracted to you, don't simp for her by buying her gifts, giving her rides, being her emotional tampon for other guys, or driving long distances to help them move. Like I stated before, like, most women won't do this to men, but there are some that will try and use you for favors if they know that you like them and they're not attracted to you back. I think it's also good, you know, to point out, like, say you have a friend that you see is doing these things for a woman that's not attracted to him. You kind of have to point it out to them. You don't have to, you know, bring it up in some like alpha macho way and be like, stop simping, bro. But, you know, like the way I try to approach it is say like, hey man, like, you know, it seems like you've been crushing on this girl for a while, and it seems like she's not reciprocating. You may want to move on. You may want to, you know, like look at other girls. And like, you don't have to be that like macho guy that's like screaming in guys' faces and be like, don't simp for no one, bro. Like, you don't have to do that shit. You just have to tell them, hey, you know, it doesn't seem like she's into you. I think you should move on and stop doing these favors for her. Because that may sting a little bit at first, you know, to give your friend some tough advice, but it's going to save them from a lot of emotional turmoil in the future going forward. Well, if you've enjoyed this video, feel free to give it a like, feel free to comment down below, and feel free to subscribe. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, take care.